Love the music, man.
Love
Buddy,
it.
we got some stress-free weekend heading for us. No Falcons on Sunday. I'm sad and I'm happy all at the same time, man.
We get to chill, but out of your Falcon mind, don't never sleep.
Not one, not at all. And this all 22 has been taking all of my time this week. I got to tell you that. But hey, we're here tonight, Thursday night, a little bye week chat. Let's go. And welcome in, folks, to episode 142 of Out of Your Falcon Mind, Atlanta Falcons fan cast. My name is John, your host, joined by my co-host, as always, my brother, Mr. Mike Contrell. Buddy, what's happening?
What's going on, man? Like you said, I don't have to stress this week, but I don't be knowing what to do on the bye week, man. It's like I love football, but it don't feel the same when we don't play.
I know, dude. I mean, it's going to be, you know, you can just hang on at 1 o'clock and watch some good games. I hope that there's going to be some good games on, you know, but it's going to be weird not having anything on Sunday to really stress or, you know, look forward to or anything like that. I have switched up my, I'm trying to like see what happens here. I switched up how I'm recording, got the guitars back here now. See if that gets us a win against the Saints. Okay. I know that's ridiculous, but
okay.
You know, we all got to change something, you know, whether it's
gotta change something,
you know, so when we come out of this bye week, maybe, you know, and if we win, I'm going to keep recording like this.
Okay.
If we lose, I don't know what the hell I'm going to do. I'll just maybe go back
not
or whatever.
Not a loss to the Saints. Not a loss to the Saints. That's a whole nother type of hurt.
Yeah, I know, man. Hey, look, man, if y'all are joining us for the first time, we record twice a week so you guys can, at least during the season, we do a preview show, we do a recap show. Like I said, this is a bye week, so hey, we're just going to come in here. This is going to be a very laid-back type of show tonight. Mm-hmm. Talk about a few things that came up, you know, this week out in Falcons universe, whatever you want to call it. You know, talk a little bit about how the season has went. Obviously, we've talked about it all year, but, you know, just kind of how we're feeling about it and different offense, defense, special teams, coaching, all that stuff. We'll get into that. I did finish the all 22 offensive
there we go
breakdown from the Cardinals game. And I mean, some good, too much bad though. It's way too much bad. So
yeah.
I'll talk a little bit about that, but that video, I'm almost done editing it. This shit takes forever, so I'm gonna try to get it out tonight after we're done with the show. I just gotta add do a few things and we should get that out there, but you guys look for that later tonight or in the morning and check it out. And yeah, so anyway, guys, I mean, like I said, we're happy y'all are here. If you're here, hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, and it's just Mike and I tonight. We're shooting for a couple of guests next week, and just so y'all know, next week, obviously being Thanksgiving on Thursday, not going to have a regular Thursday show. If y'all been with us a while, you know, one of our good friends, Chris Howard, is he's from Louisiana. He's a huge Saints fan. We've had him on the show before. Every time actually that we've played the Saints, he's come on with us and did a preview show, knows the team in and out, coolest Saints fan that we know. And so he'll be on, or I hope he'll be on with us Wednesday night around 8:45. I gotta double check with him. So that'll be next week. And then Monday we're shooting for another guest, that we'll just do kind of a mid-season type review with, and I'll wait till he confirms before I really tell y'all who that's going to be. But that's what we got coming up, man. Let's jump into chat. And hey, look, chat, if y'all here, if y'all want to drop any questions for us, any comments, feel free. Like I said, this is going to be a pretty, pretty chill show tonight. Nothing to preview for Sunday. So, you know, we're just going to hang out and chat. Berto, what's up, buddy? I'm here for the daytime strippers.
Y'all gotta go watch that clip. That's hilarious.
It is hilarious. Leo, what's up, buddy?
Leon,
Jamal, what's happening?
Jamal.
MW, buddy. What's
MW,
going on?
You going in the hall soon, buddy. I promise. We cooking it up for you. Jamal.
Right, man.
Sour Pickle, what's up?
What's going on, guys?
Let's go get that dub on Sunday. Oh, wait. We're free from whatever this week. Hey, that's how I feel.
We are.
Nothing to get excited about. I love football, but I can't rev myself up. That's the problem. So I'm going to Nah. It's a different, I don't know. I have nowhere to put that energy.
Red zone, baby, red zone, I guess. I mean, in the Eagles play the Chiefs, I think. So what that time? Should be a hell
but
of
is
a
it
game.
At 1?
I don't even know, dude. I haven't looked that far.
And I need a 1 o'clock game to set my routine in order. Jordan, what up, buddy? Thank you for your service, man. He was almost
absolutely
in the video.
Jordan.
That's my man. Yeah, he man. Served. Thank you, buddy.
Chief, Jared, what's going on? Good to see you. Art says, until Arthur Smith is gone, y'all's content's all a Falcons hobby consuming for the most part. Mm. Man, there's a lot of folks feel that way, man. A lot of folks feel that way.
Jamal said, I work grave and lose sleep to watch BS every Sunday. I won't be anymore. Yeah. You get a week off, at least, player stats.
Yeah.
Fact, Sundays are boring without our boys. It just don't feel the same, and I love football. I don't know. I just can't get up for it.
You're not your normal, just, you know.
Yeah.
Nothing
I have
to look
nothing
forward
that,
to.
It's yeah.
Just, yeah. I mean, other than the fact, you have been driving all over Georgia, though, for the last few days. So
yeah,
that's also.
I'm a little drained. But I'm going to tell you, if it's a good 1 o'clock, the Chiefs and the Eagles will be an excellent game.
Hell yeah.
I hope they play. That'll be something to watch. So I don't mind watching that. Liam said, uh-oh, Ronald Acuna just won MVP. Okay.
That was coming.
D, my man.
D, what's up, buddy?
On, fellas. I hope we clean up all the mistakes we made this first half of the season. We got a division to win and a playoff spot to get. Yeah.
You ain't kidding, dude. You ain't kidding, man.
MWs. Hey, so can somebody answer me this? Not only, that's probably a stupid question to have to chat, but I'm sure half the chat probably want to know. Hey, so like during the bye week, right? When that Sunday comes, are the players still required to come into the facility to do some kind of studying or work on Sunday, or are they off on Sunday?
Sunday, I don't know. I know Art said at the beginning of the week he was going to get them out of there like this early this week, you know, get out just a couple of days, you know, relax, get with your family, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I think they're probably back, you know, today, maybe even. I don't even know how their schedule works during this week. But, yeah. Oh, shit. D said it's the Monday night game. Damn.
Oh, that's okay. That's dope.
So, yeah, I don't even know what Sunday
o'clock.
Is.
I need a 1 o'clock or throw the whole day off, man.
Mm-hmm.
Retro G, what's up? Stress-free Sunday, fellas. Big boy Brewski, my man. Score prediction this week, 42-0. Now we can have confidence in it.
So, I was thinking, man.
But watching the Chiefs and Eagles will have to do here about Kelce and Swift all game. My
yeah. Year. That's very true. Very true.
I don't mind Monday night. I just need, hey, if anybody know of a good 1 o'clock game, put it in the chat. Please tell me somebody good play.
Yeah, for sure. And so I don't know if y'all heard this, but before the Saints game, I think it's at 12:30, they're going to be celebrating 50 years of hip hop.
Yes, sir.
And I think that's probably smart, trying to get folks in the building early. And but it's gonna be, dude, I think I can't remember the entire lineup, but basically every Atlanta rapper is gonna be, you know, be there. Mm-hmm. T.I. Quav, I mean, just like everybody. Mm-hmm. that's been there. So I mean, that's gonna be pretty damn awesome. If you're going to the game, get there early and get in the seats, and hopefully hopefully the Saints fans are not gonna outnumber us. Let's hope that's the case.
I'm gonna say this, if there's one game I wish I would have got tickets too early on, it would have been this game. Just to have that, I'm just thinking about all the Atlanta artists coming out. That's going to be better than the game. I don't care how the game ends up. Because it's like 50 of them. Just imagine Future, T.I., 2 Chainz, Jeezy, Gucci Mane,
yeah,
like
man.
Roscoe Dash. Like, that could go on and on. Like, that could go on and on and on. So that's going to be epic. And then to get to watch, I told you, like, the best football to me in the NFL it's Falcons Saints. I don't know what it's like. We really got bad blood. It's like, it's not just for show. Like, so we play our best football against each other. So to get to see that concert and then get to see Falcons Saints, if y'all got tickets to that, y'all, that's a life experience, guys. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Damn.
Don't get any fights, awesome. Though. Don't get any fights.
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
It's not
worth
serious,
getting.
But have
it's not that serious.
And, but even the trash talking at those games is a great experience, man. That's going to be good.
Yeah, Richard, he said every early game is Cheeks this Sunday. That sucks. Yeah. That sucks. Yeah, and we And by the way, man, for y'all hanging out tonight, appreciate y'all. Cause I know when the team's losing, it's like, you know, you don't want to talk about it as much. You don't, you know, you, I mean, some folks just lose interest. They don't go to the games. They don't watch the games. They don't watch or listen to content. And I get it. Like I said, we talked about a little bit on Monday with Adam and Berto, like how you handle losing and stuff like that. And, you know, so we appreciate y'all for still hanging with us and listening. If you're listening to us, you know, like I said, on the podcast, man, we still appreciate that too. It's just funny. Cause like, since we started doing this, Mike, like when we're winning and things are going good, man, the chat is, I mean, it's, and y'all are great anyway, but I mean, like it's, everything's up, views are up, chats up, listens are up, you know, and it makes sense. Cause you know, everything's going good, you know, shit's going bad, you know, and especially the way it's went. Now we lose against the Saints. It's going to get real damn bad.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be real damn bad. But anyway, I just want to put that out there, man. Thanks for y'all for hanging with us.
For sure.
And also, that brings us to my next point. Have you seen, you probably saw it on Twitter, and some folks are like actually saying they're going to boycott the team.
Yeah.
Because of the decision not to fire Arthur or whatever.
Yeah. Dog, like I'd be, like I'm new to the internet, and I just want to do a series on how amazing. If y'all knew what my thought process was when I was observing some of this, it's like I'm watching aliens, and it's normal to y'all because y'all seen it and y'all, but it looked so crazy to me. Like I would spend an hour trying to break it down in my mind. Like, well, why would somebody, you know, and then just some like, dog, nobody care about that. Like you boycott your team because they don't do exactly what you want them to do in a specific situation. Now, suppose Arthur Smith, and I'm not saying he will because I don't like him either, but say he just go on a tear and he went out and he take us to the playoffs. Like, would you watch the playoff game? Like, would you come back and be like he cool now? Like, so you can't do that, dog. Just be frustrated, but still ride with the team. That's crazy. And that's over. Like, you really do think highly of yourself to think like, oh, if I stop watching, like, it's going to cause a ripple. Like, you really, that's kind of crazy.
Man, I put out a tweet, you know, and it got a lot of traction, mostly good, you know, I was off Twitter for most of that day, I guess, when it was started kind of getting out there. So when I saw it, I was just like, man, boycott. I was like, this is y'all's first time going through it with the Falcons. Cause I mean, it's been a rough, if you're a Falcons fan, it's like Dave from Falcoholic said, man, it's a roller coaster with a terrible health rating or safety rating or whatever. That's what it is. And that's what this type of fan is. And if this is what's broke the camel's back for you, being, you know, basically one game out of first place at 4-6, you know, get it. Like, look, man, I get everybody handles it differently. And I got responses. It was like, man, we're holding the team accountable. And I, you know, like what you just said, but dude, like when they're this, like, to me, I think about the players, like that's who I'm supporting. And like, I'm not going to just stop supporting the players who are busting their ass every Sunday to, they're not trying to lose. I mean, they're not trying to blow coverages. They're not trying to miss tackles. They're not trying to fuck up. Then the coach, dude, Art, he's not trying to lose. It may look like he is sometimes with some of his dumb shit, hilarious. but he's not trying to lose, you know? So, you know, I personally, I'm not going to stop going. I'm not going to stop buying stuff. I mean, that's just my team. They're not. And there's still a chance they turn this thing around. You know, there hasn't been a ton of evidence to show it, but hey, this bye week came at a good time, you know? And to me, it's like that's when the team needs you more than ever when they're down like this. I mean, if we don't show up at the Saints game and the Saints fans are in there so what's those free agents looking at this game going, damn, why the hell I want to go there? Those fans don't support them boys at all. They didn't show up for the Saints game. Let the Saints come in there and run that stadium, you know, and also get the other side of it where, yeah, it's not cheap to go to Falcons games. We know that they've made it more expensive. The food's cheap, but getting in the building ain't cheap.
Not at all.
Unless you get lucky and find a hell of a deal. So, like, I get that part of it too. You know, it's inflation's real, dude. Like, it's real, you know, like, and if you need to save money and you can't, you know, like, I get that too, you know, but you're probably still going to watch it. You know what I mean? Hopefully you don't sell the tickets to Saints fans or other, maybe sell them to Falcons fans. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That want to go. But I get being angry. I get being pissed. But it's not that serious overall, man. Like, we have been down so much worse than this in our history at times. And I don't see a point in it, man. I don't see a huge point in it.
No, and not only that, like, part of being, I hate to say this, but I love
what up, Kerry.
Kerry, what up? Part of being a Falcon fan, the attachment is that we're not supposed to be in none of the situation. Like, if we ever in a big game, it's almost like we're not supposed to be there. We don't belong. So we always, it could be a regular season game. So we be on the edge of our seats with so much excitement and so much belief, because the Falcons be like, the games we win, we almost lose. And we rumble and something exciting happened. And that's how it's just been over the years. And part of the excitement is that we'll fuck it up a lot of the time. But when we get it right, that's the, oh my God, like, we did it. And we all on Monday, we got it right. You know what I'm saying? And that is the Falcon experience. And one day we hope to get it right consistently through a season so that we can achieve, like, professional success instead of Falcon success.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But we will. But you won't get to, it won't feel the same if you jump ship and then jump back and then jump back. I'm going to tell you, if you stay down this whole time, you're going to start crying when we win the Super Bowl. Like, you won't be crying tears because you feel like, oh, my God. But if you was, oh, I'm here, then there, here and there, it won't mean nothing to you. So don't do that, man. Ride with the team, man. Like, man, go buy, listen, when we losing, the gear is cheaper. Buy more stuff when we losing. Go. I'm being honest.
No, it is. Yeah. Millie Mills, what's up, buddy?
Millie Mills.
Jamal said, me not watching won't cause a ripple. I'm not of that mindset. I'm just tired of not sleeping for no good reason. Hey, and you got to get your sleep, man. We did Sleep is Underrated several times on this show. So, you got to get your sleep, man. I'm not going to hate on you for that at all. And then one of the things that kind of, I guess, spurred this is that folks are pissed off at Arthur Blank, for coming out and essentially saying that, you know, he supports Arthur Smith. You know, and well, barring anything crazy, as far as I know, will be the coach in 24. So my take on that is, it does Arthur Blank no good to come out and just shit all over Arthur Smith, or say, like, man, his ass is on the line, the seat's hot. Like, he's number one, Arthur's not going to say that. Number two, he's probably saying something similar to that behind closed doors to Arthur Smith. There's no way he's not going to be, or hasn't had a conversation with him and Terry or whoever that says, hey man, we're 4-6. This is not what I was explained to when y'all explained to me the plan here. This is not part of the plan. This is supposed to be higher expectations. We've had a pretty, you know, by whatever you want to call it, we've had an easier schedule this year. Y'all told me, you know, this was the quarterback situation was fine. You know, I know you've had some injuries, but you know, these next seven games, y'all got to show me something. And this has got to be, we have to make a run to the playoffs this year. And I mean, that conversation I think's probably had behind closed doors. It has to be. If you're an owner of an organization or a president or whatever, that's you're going to expect that from your employee or from your whatever, your head coach, whatever. But it does him or the organization zero good to come out and say that publicly. Because then it's just, what, it's a media fucking firestorm. Arthur Blank, you know, doesn't support Arthur Smith. He's, you know, put him on the hot seat. Like, does nothing. And it makes Arthur, I mean, if whatever confidence he has, that's probably shot. Now he's coaching for his life. He knows he's coaching for his life, like, publicly. And he's good to ask. But it makes no damn sense. So I'm not going to crucify Arthur Blank for not publicly coming out and saying, like, Arthur Smith has to win the rest of the season. Come on, dude. Like, don't tell me. And people say Arthur Blank don't care about winning anymore. Like, what? I mean, he's owner of a professional sports organization. Yeah. The man started Home Depot. Like, he's not, that's not in his, no, like, that's no, not it. That is not it.
That is not even in his DNA.
No.
That's not him, like, losing it. And I can never speak bad on that man. That man done more for Atlanta than he's a good dude, really. Wallace, what's up, man? I think he in the service too, right, John? Thank you for your service.
Yep.
Man, I meant to tell you that, man.
Appreciate you, Wallace. Yeah, dude.
Because I forgot about you. But yeah, thank you. Man, that threw me off. I forgot what I was saying. Shout out to Wallace, man. No, I'm just a good dude. He's done more for Atlanta than just a really good person. I'm not never going against Reggie. Was up. I'm never going against Arthur Blank. But I will tell you this: he's done the most to win, and he's done the most to bring the best stadium here. He done the most to bring soccer here. He done the most to bring jobs here. He done the most. Believe me, he's Michael Jordan. He's just old. It's not in his DNA. Like, he Kobe Bryant. He got the same mentality. He's just older. But he's not a loser. He's successful at everything. That man is a gem. I'm not never doing that. No. And he is trying his best. And to be honest, from his external point of view, I could see how he felt like he might have had things in place. Mm-hmm. I don't see he made a bad judgment call. I see from his point of view, I see that being a good call. So I don't know why you would be mad at him.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I've ever been irritated with him about was he hanging on to Dan Quinn about a year too long.
Yeah.
In my opinion. But,
old man. See, that's what it is. It's just a sweet people I want to be your friend.
To me,
talking for life and all that, you can't do that in business.
I mean, if shit goes really sideways this year and we don't make the play, I mean, like, really sideways, like we're, seven wins or under.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I won't be super excited if Art's coming back next year. I don't think anybody will be at that point.
Man, I'm going to be honest. I don't think Arthur Blank would do that. I think Arthur Blank, I got too much respect for the man to think he would do that. I think he gave him year three like everybody did. That was fair. I don't think if he tanked this with all them players, he know he got a short window for them players start leaving. He won't do it. Trust me.
Yep.
Mr. Prime Time, the Falcons have had some good rosters over the years, but never able to get over the whatever that was. Sorry.
Buddy. Oh, my bad. Hang on. Sorry, Millie. Sorry.
Wallace said, yeah.
I got to find where I was.
John,
there we go.
Haywire with the
I'm
chat.
Off. Yeah, I'm just off.
Mr. Primetime said the Falcons have had some good rosters over the years, but never able to get over the hump. The choke in the Super Bowl was the pinnacle of their success. Yeah.
Sadly, yeah, that's an accurate statement.
A series of unfortunate events.
Yeah, to say the least, man. Yeah.
We've been through so much with this team. This ain't even close for making the fan jump ship. I don't know if y'all ever invested in stocks, right? But say you put your money in a stock, you put a lot of money in the stock and it tanked. Your intuition will tell you to sell it, but then you kind of don't want to sell it because you lose all your money if you sell it like that. You know what I'm saying? So you feel like so invested that you feel like I'm gonna just claim you had that stock for 9 years trying to wait on that stock to go back up. That's what being a Falcon fan is. I done already bought the stuff. I done already, claim the team. And I already put so much into it. I already played with them on Madden. I got the stickers on my car. I got the license plate. I already invested too much. So now I got to ride it out and see if we win a Super Bowl in my lifetime. I believe we will in my lifetime. I believe
I do
we
too.
Will
I do too.
Put that trophy up. And I will and cry I hope- like a little girl. I believe so many of us will be. It would mean so much more to us than it would in like other cities because nobody take us serious. I done heard so many people say, man, Atlanta ain't a football city. And I'd be like, dog, if you was in our stadium on a Sunday when we really got going, you would never say no shit like that out your mouth. Mm-hmm. Man, please. And I know it's a lot of transplant, but don't say we not a football city, bro. Because this stadium full of jerseys. and everybody in here dancing.
That's true.
Get out of here.
Yep. And
Sour Pickle said, you're making a lot of sense, John. You're talking me off the cliff with Arthur Smith. man, that's a rap song. Talking me off the cliff with Arthur Smith. I mean, I still don't care for him, but it makes sense what you're saying about Arthur Blank's stance on. Yeah, he got to be professional, man.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, watching that All 22, well, and just to give y'all a little bit about that. And Mike, buddy, you're going to watch this and you're going to say, yeah, Taylor can't start again. You're going to say that when you,
I promise, man, I'm going to be honest, John, man, I just didn't tell you, I thought it was unfortunate that you started it on the week that Taylor started, because it made me not like him immediately. Because I was all like, Taylor. But then when you point out, like, I didn't get to see that with Desmond. You're like, well, he was wide open and he didn't even look. Then he was wide open and he didn't even look. I'm like, dog, well, hey, now this looked like Desmond. So I'm like, it's the same thing. So then my whole swag dropped with it. And now you saying this is worse?
Yes. Yeah. Dude, Drake, there's a reason why Drake was pissed off. He was open countless times, wasn't throwing the ball, wasn't looked at. He's number one wide receiver, man. And there's times that, you know, he just didn't even get a look. He's beat his man. You know, the Jonnu Smith thing where he was, the pass was short and dropped. Mm-hmm. Dude, he had beat his man wide. I mean, just lead him down the field. The safety had already turned his back. He had a catch. He had a long gain right there instead of a short drop pass. You know what I mean? It was just, he was hesitant. It was just very similar to the Minnesota game. Not as many turnover worthy type plays, because he literally, maybe he was scared of, you know, gun shy of throwing the ball to turn it over. Like, I don't know. Maybe he didn't want to turn it over, because the very first play of the game, he damn near turned it over. You know, they had a miscommunication. But no, I mean, then when Ritter came in, he operated a little bit better, and he actually, you know, he was looking for Drake. He hit Drake over the middle, the longest pass of the game, you know, like zipped it in there as soon as he saw him. I mean, like, it just flowed better, you know, and he was doing those types of things up until he got benched. Like, he did that stuff at the game, the Houston game. He did those things in the Tampa Bay game. He fumbled a damn ball in a Tampa Bay game, but the passing was fine, you know, and that's where I'm at with it, is like, if the turnovers continue like they were, I mean, like, which is almost impossible. I mean, that'd be like record setting, you know, type of thing. Which, by the way, Josh Allen now leads the league in turnovers, if y'all are curious about at quarterbacks. He surpassed Ridd. But it's almost impossible, you know. But if that happens, that's the only way I see anybody else coming back in. You know, like, I don't – that it just – he's got a better arm. Man, he operates it better. It's just he's.
Bro, yeah. I'm gonna be honest. The sure sign of taking on water, like in full panic, is when you make a change at quarterback and go back. Man, any team in the league, when you see them do that, you know they in disarray. It's like they drowning, like, you know, they don't know what's going on, you know, it's bad over there. So that is, I just think that's unfortunate, man. I'm gonna be honest,
it wasn't all bad, but
it's just so disappointing, because those two dudes are very much capable, and it seemed like a mental thing. That's why I think the bye week couldn't have come at a better time. So that's why I asked you.
Yeah.
They should be studying every day, if not doing the mental plays, man. They need an Oculus, man, or something. Like, they, and I'm being serious, because a lot of that stuff is timing and just miscommunication. Like, you don't know it mentally, or the receiver don't know it mentally. But that's just so confusing. Desmond Ridder got all the traits to be successful, and so does Taylor. But yet they're not successful. But what John showed me a small amount, and what I saw myself, is they don't trust themselves. They don't trust, like, neither one of them. When they first call, there are several people open very early on in every play, wide open almost, and they don't trust it. They look right at the person and, ah, nah. And I don't know if they're trying to go for a bigger play or they just like, Lord, don't let me throw an interception because I've been reckless. You can't really play like that, but you can't play reckless. Mm-hmm. So you got to find it. That's where quarterback coach come in. But I won't even get going on that.
Yeah, and you'll see, like, there's some – you'll see some of the – in the 22 video, you'll see some of the route concepts that will just blow your mind. Like, what the hell is even the point of this being in the playbook? And those are the types of things, like, during this bye week that Arthur has got to be like, okay, this clearly is not going to work. I got to get this. Just delete it. You know, fucking get it out of there. You know, and there's – because a lot of them just take so long to develop. And there's no other, like, there'll be, we'll just say Colin Drake running downfield, and there may be a check down, but that's it. And the check, and it takes so long to develop, you know, by the time the check downs, but if it's Bijan or Tyler, by the time he's got out of the backfield, man, the pressure is already on the quarterback. Mm-hmm. There's nothing he can do about it, you know, or he lets it go into two receivers and five DBs, you know, like, how easy are you trying to make it for the fucking secondary, man? Like, right. It's like that. You'll see that stuff. It's crazy. You'll see the offensive line struggle at times. Some of the run blocking. Mykole Pruitt is not Parker Hesse, man. He's got some issues when it comes to that. You'll see McGarry get torched a few times, which shouldn't surprise nobody. You know, and Taylor's best throw was he basically had an out to Drake on the sideline or a little, you know, little stop, whatever you want to call it, but do it with anticipation. Good. I mean, Drake stopped on the route. Perfect. That was it. That was literally the best throw he made the entire game. Mm-hmm. And the rest of it was good decision to run here. You know what I mean? And good decision to
see,
but that see, was.
And really what you just said was the best throw he did was the one he threw with confidence. Like he knew what it was. That's what I said. When you see Desmond throw with confidence, Desmond throw lasers. And so does Taylor. Like, that's what's disturbing is they see. That's why I say it gotta go. It's something happening with the coaching, because those guys, if those guys were really confident and really pulling triggers, and if they was trusting their eyes, we would be wildly successful. But both of them, if you really watch the film, they don't trust their eyes. They'll look right at no. Cause I think it's because they have both had so many turnover prone plays. Like I don't want to be the one that cost us the game, so I'm hesitant. But that's actually costing us the game, you know, ironically.
Yeah, and there was there's one that was CP was out to the left, Bijan was lined out wide, and it was supposed to be he fakes it to CP, turns around, throws it to Bijan. That was supposed to be the play, because you can tell as soon as the ball is snapped, Bijan takes a few steps and comes back. He's expecting the ball. Problem was they blitzed on that play, and you see it. You see Buda Baker walking up. They bring seven guys, and Taylor didn't recognize it, but CP did. So like as soon as the ball snapped, CP's like, dude, throw me the ball. Like he's got his hands up, but Taylor just does the play as it's supposed to go. He fakes it to him. And when he turns around, he's got three dudes.
And you're sacked.
Picking him out. No, he's sacked. No. And I think he was sacked on that one. Or he ended up doing, I don't remember, one of the two. But no, he threw it away. He got it away just in time and threw it at Bijan's feet. But, like, just stuff like that, man. And then, like, there's another time he had Tyler. He had both Drake out wide on the left. He had Kyle out wide on the right. And it looked like he just knew from the get that he was going to Kyle. He did not look left at all. He just snapped the ball, looked at Kyle, threw it to him. He was covered, ball defended. You look at left now, Drake's got his man 5 yards separation that he could have thrown the ball to. It didn't look. And I stuff that, just can't happen, man. Like, Ritter's problem earlier in the season was he was just throwing dumbass passes sometimes. He was throwing into traffic. He was throwing bad balls, right, like you said, right into the hands of people. When he stopped doing that, or at least – it got less. You're like you said, with he got more confidence. He was throwing lasers like that throw to Pitts to get us in field goal range in the Tampa Bay game. Beautiful. I mean, like right over the coverage, mm-hmm. right where he had to be, like those types of plays. And that's, you know, that's what he has to keep doing. Assuming he's got the job coming back, that's what he has to keep doing. And I don't know, you know, it's like I said on this video in the Ultimate 2, like when you've got bad play or questionable play calling at best, sometimes schemes that are kind of wacky, quarterback play that's not up to snuff, and then your line's not even doing maybe the best of jobs, that you, something's got to get better. Like you can't mm-hmm. continue to have all three things suck or like struggle. Mm-hmm. Like one, at least one thing's got to be elevated, you know? So hopefully, you know, if it's whoever it is, Arthur, coaching staff, Dave are gone, whatever he does, they like make this more conducive to whatever quarterback is playing, you know, and they call stuff that they're comfortable with that they can run and not try to force things, you know, and not try to just keep running out those same plays that have not worked for weeks. Cause that's just what, mm-hmm. what I've been seeing on film every week. And it's like, dude, come on. Like that's, it's like clearly said, it's not working.
He just like the players, he has to progress too. And yeah, I think that, you know, Falcons community, we disagree on a lot, but I don't think no one is going to say that he progressed. I think we probably all agree that nah, he probably still at the same skill level he was in year one, game one. He's not out coaching the other coach. He doesn't make in-game adjustments. The reason I love Bill Belichick is you can see his thought process on the field. It's art. I could see the way, oh, he switched that because of this. Mm-hmm. Like, it's something that's art to why, oh, he just switched that because he hurt. Like, he take mm-hmm. advantage of every possible thing that is happening in game. And when you don't see your coach doing that, it's glaring. Like, dog, you're not going to make no adjustment because somebody hurt on their side, we should be taking yeah. advantage. No adjustment. Like, dog, what? So it's yeah. like, I'm a fan of him as a person, but I don't let that cloud my judgment and that I think he's harming our team.
Well, the biggest mistake that's hurt him is thinking or hoping that Dez was ready to go at the beginning of the season, mm-hmm. you know, and like he was going to be the guy. He probably would have benefited to sit a little bit longer, you know, to mm-hmm. be honest. And we've read the, y'all have seen the numbers. I mean, like we've talked about it on the show, you know, third round QB success rate, like Damski just talked about it last week. It's like 9%, like, you know, third mm-hmm. and lower. That's the success rate. That's just facts, you know? So he's got that going against him. Now, does it mean he can't succeed? Absolutely not. You know, he can succeed in the right offense. Like you said, Mike, he's got the arm, he's got the talent. Yeah. He's just got to, you know, get more reps and put it together. He may not ever, you know, but that's the thing. Like like I've said before, sometimes it takes quarterbacks 2 or 3 years to kind of really, really figure things out and get settled. Mm-hmm. But, you know, as where that staff is, they don't have that long to figure it out. So they've got to like make some decisions to kind of get that going a little bit quicker. But that mm-hmm. was been his biggest mistake, because honestly, if he would have had better QB play, we're not talking about his bad play calling. We're not talking about mm-hmm. he can't out coach nobody, because right. those plays are there, dude. Like those yeah. plays are there to be made every game, and the quarterbacks aren't and weren't making the plays. And mm-hmm. you know, and that's on him again, because he said we're gonna go with Desmond, and this, you know, Taylor's our backup, mm-hmm. and you know, whatever. So it sucks for him, but that's just kind of like, you know, that's the bet he's made, you know what I mean? So now he's got to figure mm-hmm. a way to make the best out of it. So and I was trying to figure out, you know, like somebody had asked me, man, it's like, is it Arthur? Is he that bad? Or is it really just the players that are not like holding up their end? It's, I was like, I mean, it's a little bit, it's so much, it's almost 50-50, but I'd almost give the edge to like the players, and specifically the offense, are not executing the way they should be, mm-hmm. you know, and that's, you know, what, because there's a few plays every game that's like, well, actually more than a few plays every game that, you know, watching it back, man, like that was there, that was missed, that was there, you know, like you just, it's man, maddening.
I'm gonna be honest. When they try to designate who it is, I view it now that I'm really thinking about it, I view it like a trickle down effect. It's like it start with Arthur and then it just go down, because really what you see from Atlanta is they don't know the plays that well. that the receivers don't really run the correct route a lot of the time. The offensive line is way off. Like somebody missed a crazy block all the time. The quarterback is missing wide open reads all the time. How many times have they called hype and he thrown the ball and no one was there? How many times have y'all seen that this season? It's like, so that's like, young, y'all don't know the plays. And I'm thinking, like, did y'all get ahead of yourselves at training camp and preseason? Was y'all way downfield instead of just mastering the plays? Because that's what you kind of see is like, young, they don't know the plays. Like, and that has been, man, even hiking the ball. Like, y'all not getting the basics right. Like, you can't even color between the lines, man. So that's why I say coaching, man. Like, that's why I would have, man, while I understand the need for a break so you don't stress people out, I'd have gave their ass a three-day break. And it would have been 4 days around the clock studying film, because the problem is really mental.
Yeah, and some of those, man, you're talking about the routes. When Adam was talking about some of the spacing issues.
That's crazy.
Like, you can't – some of this stuff, dude, you have guys running almost the same route 5 yards away from each other. And I'm like – like, somebody's got to explain what the hell is the point of that. Like, I mean, I'm seriously asking. Like, I don't know. Like, if there is a point, I have no idea what it is, because you may have like trips to the left, trips to the right, but they're all going in the same direction, or they're all kind of around the same. Like, it's all muddied. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, when you've got defenders all right there, like, I don't know, man. Like some of that stuff just blows me away. I can't figure it out. But like, that's the type of stuff he's got to cut out. Like, and he's got to realize, like Berto said, look in the mirror, man. Like, okay, this I got to fix this, or we're not going to be winning, and this is not going to work. Mm-hmm. You know, because you take out some of those things, man. And like I said, just elevate the QB play a little bit, and that's what we got to hope for. We got to hope that if it's Dez, he's got some confidence from how the last game ended. He comes back out, he's refreshed, he's had some weeks off, he can. You know, and just not do anything stupid. You know, that's kind of what we've got to hope for here.
Wallace said, I have a question for y'all. Do y'all think we can win 6 of the 7 games left to give us a chance to win the division? I'm going to say yes. And I know y'all be thinking I'm crazy, but here's why I say that. Because Desmond Ridder got the tools, because Taylor got the tools. All you need is, if y'all could see what I see when I say there's multiple people open initially on almost every play, and they just don't trust their eyes. If they start pulling the trigger, we can still score with anybody. So like I said, it ain't all the coach. If they start pulling the trigger and making those throws, yes, I believe we can. 6 out of 7.
So we got the Saints, Jets, Bucks again, Panthers, Colts, Bears, and Saints again. That's what we have left. I mean, yeah, definitely all winnable games. And like I said, you're going to have the Saints with possibly Jameis Winston and no Marshawn Lattimore. I don't know what's going on with Michael Thomas and his brick throwing self. I have no idea what that's going to – I know he was on the sideline. I don't know if he's – no idea. The guy's a moron. But so, yeah, that's winnable. The Jets defense is going to be tough, no doubt about it. The Bucks, we should be able to win that game.
Yeah. You just said smoke and mirrors, bro. Arthur only keeps his job if we make the playoffs. If not, he's out. I can guarantee. Man, Arthur Blank is he's different, man. I think now we've seen his progression, I feel like. So that's why I said, no, he won't do it. Because I've seen him. I think he's changing over time. He won't take it serious. Retro G said, got a question, fellas. 7 games left. How many wins do you see the Dirty Birds getting to close the regular season? Man, I can say, see, I'm going to say 7. I'm going to say 7. Because, like I said, if they start, the bye week can really help if the problem is mental. So that's why I asked how much time are they spending. The bye week can really help if the problem is mental. So, you never know how they can come out, and I believe in them.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with five. And
that's still pretty good, John.
Yeah, no, it is. I mean, and that's still me being fairly optimistic. That means that, you know, they're gonna do what they're supposed to do in this bye week, and Arthur's gonna make some changes, and Dez is gonna be playing better. The defense is gonna be, you know, we haven't talked about the defense, but you know, I mean, obviously losing Grady and Troy was huge, you know, to the defense. I mean, Landman stepped in and done a really hell of a job. Mm-hmm. You know, hopefully Onyemata's back, you know, and we can, because we missed him badly during that Cardinals game. But, you know, they've got some small things to clean up that I think they can, especially with Nielsen and Gray back there helping them out, coaching them up. So I'm not overly concerned with the defense. And the reason I haven't even done a defensive all 22 is because everybody's been so concerned about the offense, rightfully so, because they're just underachieving all year long. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's just, that's why I just want to see, why are you underachieving? You know, like, where's the disconnect here? So that's why I've been doing that. So if the offense can just catch up, man, and do their part, you know, like we said at the beginning of this year, dude, what do we say? Like, there's no reason not to score 25 minimum every game with the playmakers that we got.
There's no reason.
And we've barely done that, you know, like, and so it's just, you know, not acceptable, man. So yeah, I'll go with five.
No, he said, yeah. Wallace said, I think Arthur Smith will be back next year, no matter how the season turns out. I hope not. Man, I think Arthur Blank has changed. I don't think he'll do that.
If we go 0-7, I think, the right to close the season that I can't see you. How are you going to sell that to the fans? I
mean, Brewski said, if anyone watched the Atlanta United won there. Oh, did they?
That was back in 2018. That was 2018.
Oh, but yeah. I thought they did. Okay. You can tell Arthur Blank really wanted the Falcons to bring a chance. And I'm going to tell you, he was major in that. He brought them. I don't think y'all understand how diverse Atlanta is and Georgia is. So a lot of people watch soccer. So he wanted to expand past football. He brought soccer here. And then, but they love soccer here. And you would never think they love soccer in Atlanta, but they do. Mm-hmm. And he brought that here and a $1 billion stadium and a whole bunch of other stuff. So we're not. I can never do that.
No, man, the atmosphere that United has is what he wants for the Falcons, like 100%. Like, it's completely different. Like, the atmosphere for the United, I mean, it's loud. They're standing up the entire time. It's crazy, you know, and that's what he wants for the Falcons. Mm-hmm. Look at who's in the chat. Big Low, what's up,
Big buddy? Low said, that's how I am about my blockbuster stock. It's going back up soon. Just keep holding that, John. I'm telling you, like.
Man, make sure y'all check out Big Low, man. If y'all aren't already subscribed, make sure you are, man.
Man, I'm telling you, one of the best. You gotta, if you're not subscribed to him, please do. Mm-hmm. Reggie 2, one of the most creative, like hilarious. I love mm-hmm. Big Low. Reggie 2K said they had better hire a real OC that knows what he's doing. This is unacceptable. I'm gonna be honest. In the offseason, I say you gotta get the trio. You got to get a new head coach, a new offensive coordinator, and a new quarterback. I say you got to go get the whole trio. You go get the three-pack. I don't think you can take one out. I think you're still going to be having issues if you replace one. I think you need all three of them. Go wipe the board, wipe the dry erase board, and go get all three. And go get some good ones. We got money. I would not mind Justin Fields.
I saw an article earlier that said we would be the perfect landing place for Kirk Cousins.
I don't want Kirk Cousins. Hey, man, I'm going to be honest. I want somebody that we can know is our quarterback for at least the next, like, that's our guy. And that's not Kirk Cousins. Like, he'd be hurt, and then he wild sometimes. And then, like, I don't know. But, like, I want somebody young so we know, like, that's going to be our guy for a minute. Like, Justin Fields.
Well, we hope.
I think, you know, he's young. He could run the offense, and I'm not saying I would rather him than Kirk Cousins because of his mobility and the gifts he got. I think when you pair him with what we got on offense, you have a problem. Or just somebody like him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that'll be – but I think you go get all three. You go get a – you have to go get an offensive coordinator for this team. Like, man, not just an offensive coordinator, like best available in fantasy draft. You can't do that. you got to go get one specifically for this team. Like, who could use who specific? You got to headhunt somebody specifically, like him. It got to be him, like, for this. And I think you go do that, and you go get a head coach. And I think it'll be interesting to see this offseason.
Yeah, and I don't think Arthur is going to give up. I mean, that's his thing. You know, he's offensive play caller. That's just what he's always done, or not always done. But that's what he's. I mean, if he doesn't, then like I said earlier, then you got to get rid of what's not working. You got to alter that playbook. You got to make some changes to it. You know, but
hey, yeah. John. So I got to ask you something. Do you think that you know how they use analytics for like in-game probability? Do you think the coach also uses that for his plays? Like, he knows he can look on the bye week, this play only works 6% of the time, scrap it? Or you think that he's so in his coach's ego, like, nah, I'm going to keep the play. I just got to work it better.
I mean, how I've seen it, it seems like it's that. It seems like he just keeps trying to work shit that doesn't. Because it happens every week.
Trying to put the square block into the triangle. Right.
Yeah, it happens. I'm like, dude, like, that's what I'm saying. Since I started watching this, I'm like, well, I keep watching. I'm like, why is this still here? Like, this was here last week. It's the same shitty result. So why is it still here? Mm-hmm. That's you know, you got to know that those type of analytics are at his they're at his disposal, though. Like, he's got to use some of that stuff. But like I said, or you can just do your own, man. Watch the film, be like, you know, nope, put an X right there. That play didn't work. Mm-hmm. And just see how it goes, because it's, you know, it's pretty clear in most cases. GTA boy, what's up, man? Good to see you, dude.
What up?
Clayton, what's up, brother? He said some of it's play call design, Arthur Smith, yep, and the other Ritter staring down the rim, yep, and that's the other thing he did, and unfortunately, that's what Taylor's done a few times, too. It's both the quarterbacks, man. And Ritter was getting a little better with that. You could see in like I said, a few of those latter games, you could see he was starting to go through his progressions, not stare down the same guy. It didn't happen a few times still, but it was getting better for sure. It's just stuff he has to get better at, no doubt about it.
Simon Pickle said, I think Ritter should be the quarterback going forward this year because we know Taylor isn't the long-term guy. But do you think they should look for an upper draft QB next year? Man, I'm going to be honest. Y'all heard me get on the show and say, give Taylor a go of it. I was all for it. Taylor has stunk. Taylor is just exciting. He's an exciting stink, right? Like, you know what I'm saying? I love, like, just exciting player to watch. I root for him. Good dude. But no, he's not the answer going forward. So I say, yeah, you let Desmond go, because, like I said, you just see if he can catch on, you know. Because when you're a young player, it's just like a baby, how they say a baby can, like, man, if you want to teach him Spanish and Chinese, like a kid, like a baby can learn it very easily because the brain is still a sponge. I feel like Desmond can learn more easily and got the higher ceiling because he's so young. So you got to let him play out just to see if that turn into something. And that's no disrespect to Taylor. I'm not, that's in no way, that's still my guy. But just the physics of it. He's younger. Let's see if he catch on, if he get comfortable and then get confident and start trusting his instincts. And we got to see that, because we kind of know Taylor, you are what you are at this point. You've been in the league, you know, with no disrespect again. That's
my view. Yeah, no, you're right, though. I mean, and that's why these next seven games are so important for Dez and for Arthur. I mean, it's going to either solidify Dez going into next year if he just performs really well and improves every week and cuts down the turnovers and, you know, plays well, hits those open receivers and stuff like that. I mean, just, you know, plays better. That's all. That's what he's got to do. And that'll save his job possibly and Arthur's job at the same time. So, like, you know, Aaron Freeman earlier this week, you know, he had his podcast, you know, he's basically saying, like, they're linked for the rest of the year. Like, they're each other, like, Arthur's success kind of rides on Ritter at this point. You know, if that's the direction he's going to go in. So, but no, to answer your question, Sour Pickle, man, it's like your two upper guys are Drake May and Caleb Williams. And I don't see us mortgaging everything to go up and get either one of those guys. you never know, I guess, but I don't see us doing that. Depending on where we draft, it just all depends on how the season rolls down. If we're in the middle of the first, you know, where there is a Jaden Daniels sitting there or something like that, I can see him possibly doing that. You know, it's just, it'll be a tough sell for Arthur to, like, I think, I don't know if it was Berto or Adam saying, it would be a tough sell for Arthur to go to Terry and Arthur Blank and say, hey, I'm going to draft another young quarterback. And then you're starting over again. You know, then you're, if it is Jaden Daniels or whoever it is, it's like you're expecting him to come in and start from day one and be that guy. Mm-hmm. And, it's, you know, he's going to go through growing pains too, more than likely. You know, so it's tough, man. Like, I think the more likelihood is one of those vets coming in, you know, whether it be a Kirk Cousins, a Tannehill, or something like that. That's, you know, I hope it's not. Best case, Dez tears it up. That's the best case scenario.
Super Cantra said, John, you say it's impossible. However, the Falcons are known to accomplish the impossible when it comes to things going wrong. See how he took me on a turn? See how I got excited? Then he took me. It's known as falconing or falconing it up.
I'm trying to think. What did I say was impossible?
You said it's impossible. No, because you said earlier that it's impossible to get worse. That for him to play worse.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's true. Yeah, that is true. Yeah, no, I'm very, very aware of the falconing, and yeah, that's true. Hopefully,
power off, power on, hard reset.
Yeah, man.
I don't know the rules. However, I still believe with the QB coach Ritter can become
important as well, buddy. Important as well.
That's another thing. I think you go. Yeah, that's another reason. It's not even just on the field. I question his faith in Ritter, but then I question, like, if you was gonna go with Ritter, I would think of prime importance would be, like I said, you would headhunt somebody. Like, I know exactly who I need to go get. Mm-hmm. But like, you would never just be like, let me see who, like you would, though, he need help and you can't help him. So I would have thought he would have done a better job at that. So he let me down with that too. Millie Mayo said the TD pass to Scotty this week was a good concept. Yeah, Arthur Smith offense is only missing a quick passing game. That's what, hey, man, if y'all pay attention, again, John showed me and I seen it. It's glaring. You can see some during the game and the All-22. Watch, and on every play, passing play, players are wide open initially. If they pull the trigger, we moving that ball like nobody's business. They don't trust their eyes. So Millie Mill is absolutely right. If they start three-step drop, pop, and then letting that ball go, we moving that ball.
I mean, I put that play on the All-22 as well, Millie, and it's – yeah, dude. I mean, you create just this mess in the middle of the field with that mesh. You got guys coming this way, and Scotty's dude ran straight into a linebacker. You know, just created a pick that we didn't even have to do. And Scotty came. I mean, that type of stuff, man, that's what you want to see. Like, you want to see a lot more of that, you know. But, oh, sorry, Millie, I missed another one you had there. You said he needs to let his slot wide receiver do slot wide receiver thing. Yeah, wide receiver thing. Stops him so damn deep down the field. Bring him on drag and let a playmaker make plays. Dude, 100%, man. 100%.
Big Low said, John, tell Mike that he could have spoke to me in the strip club the other night. He left me hanging. I wish I was in. I ain't been in a minute. Millie Mills.
Oh, damn.
The thing, it's going to get crazy in there for Thanksgiving. It's going to be crazy. Y'all wouldn't think the strip club be lit on Thanksgiving, but on Thanksgiving, the strip club be crazy. And I'd be thankful. Millie Mills said the thing is, if we can see the problem, why can't Arthur Smith?
I know, dude.
Him feeling as though he don't need adjustments, and that's the problem.
Yep. And that's going to be on him to fix it, man.
The same thing I said about Nielsen and Gray. That takes some kind of man to be like, man, I could steer this my own way and be the captain of my own ship, like with 100%, like just all me. I get all the credit. Or I could go get somebody that's probably my equal and who gonna want a fair say and who gonna want to contribute just as much. And who may challenge me. And because you went and you chose the second one, the result has been great. even with injuries, man. I admire that in your manhood that you was secure enough to do that. I don't think Arthur Smith is secure enough to do that. I think he like, man, look, man. Man, I'm a like I'm gonna hit my stride eventually type thing. I don't think he's gonna be like, man,
one day, damn it. I know it's gonna work
one day. Like, dog, I don't, so I hope he is, but if he should take a page out of that book, man. These are things I struggle with. These are things I'm not good at. I need to get some help. But I don't know if he got it in him. I hope he does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Come on.
He said, Retro G said, Big Low supporting the Day Strippers. Man, the Day Strippers will pass some time. They will pass. Crazy. Oh, said, I'm going to make the draft from Florida. We need. You going to the Saints game, Curry? That's the best game to go to, man.
Mm-hmm.
Millie Mills said, John, exactly. Once again, we see all the problems why Arthur Smith came.
I know, dude. I feel almost.
Also, like, I always think about that with the refs. When the whole stadium can see that you're wrong, I know you can see it. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But I also think about that with Arthur Smith sometimes. Like, dog, we can all agree and, like, we stupid. Like, how can you not? Like, you got, like, man, he got stats and analytics and graphs, and you don't know that don't work. Like,
yeah, come on, man. It's like, I feel like when I do the 22, I'm like, am I missing something? Like, you know what I mean? Definitely. Like, because that's why I, you know, like I either said last week or in this video, like, obviously we're not in the building, man. We're not in the damn meeting rooms. We don't know exactly what each play is supposed to do. All we do is we see how it ends up on the field. And some of these, how they end up, it leaves you just scratching your head, like, what even was the point of that play? Like, I don't even understand, like, what were you hoping to get out of this play? Like, that's what I can't even figure out on some of these things. And so,
that's bad, like, John.
It is, dude. I'm not being that's funny, what I'm saying.
That's what I said is mental. That's like, they don't know the plays. When you looking at it, like,
no, what they know that? It.
That's they bad. Just,
they know the plays, but the why they're being called, like, that's what I don't get. Like, why are you even calling this? Because there's no, you know, when you've got the two, like I said earlier, when you've got two guys, like, and like Millie alluded to as well, running balls out downfield, you know, into five guys, you know, five fucking defenders, and you have no other option except for maybe a check down if he gets out the backfield in time. Like, there's not a whole lot of, there's not a lot of good that can come from that. So, that's just one example. There's other examples y'all see in the video, but, yeah, it's frustrating, dude. Like, and that's what I'm saying. Like, if he comes out, and if I do, I swear to God, if I've got to do another all 22 of the Saints game, and it's the same stuff, then I am 100% Arthur, get the hell out. Like, 100%. Because that means you telling me that you went through an entire bye week and another week and said, nah, we're good. Like, this is still going to work, you know. And our devs can operate this. This is still going to work. And if it doesn't work, dude, like, come on, man. We're the same
match. Yeah. Retro G, fatigue could be a problem too with these late bye weeks. Could be very much true. Needed rest for the, yeah. I'm going to tell you, they need it mentally and physically. If he does that, I'm going to consider him maybe need to get screened. Like, that's a mental illness. I'm not being funny. If you can't, something is wrong. And if something is wrong, like, so if, You gotta know that at least. I know you know that much. Something is wrong. So something gotta get tweaked. To be doubling down when something is wrong is yeah. If I start eating something and my stomach start hurting, I'm not gonna keep eating it. Don't double down on what's wrong. So if he do that, I'm gonna be like, man, this dude missing something up top. Like, he,
I mean, you're not you're not gonna be like, man, I mean, I ate,
like,
this.
Because it's like you running into the wall repeatedly. Like, I wouldn't even get the logic. That doesn't work. Like,
no, like,
take it out.
You're not gonna eat something, like you said, and you know, be like, man, well, this did keep me in the bathroom for like 8 straight hours. I'm gonna try it one more time. I think this time I'm gonna be all right.
That's not, right. Yeah. Like, it'll work next time. Like, bro, take the plays out.
Hey, what's up, buddy? It's been a minute, dude. He said Ben Johnson and the A would be deadly. Yeah, man, I would love that. I don't think that'll probably happen, but I would love it. I mean, for sure.
Hey, that's how I feel, Millie Mills, because I always refer to John Madden. John Madden wasn't talking about no analytics. I go to the old gridiron with the ice on the field. Like,
yeah, man.
It wasn't no go for two, because I don't understand that. Or go for two, because maybe in the third quarter when they up three. No, just get the points.
Yeah, Millie said analytics football's BS. Line up and go get what you want.
Yep.
And Aaron said, if it ain't Drake, Cam Ward, or Jaden Daniels, I don't want it. I'm kind of there with you, buddy. I haven't seen too much else.
Tyreek, what up? Go forward. We're ready to see what we got to at this point. Let's see if he
– at this point, yeah, 100%.
If confidence, get him.
Drake May, I think, is a junior, buddy, I think. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure he's a junior. And while I don't think the Vikings are going to let Cousins go, probably not. I mean, the way he was playing, they'd be kind of stupid too. He was playing Savion 7 years on the show. He was playing like vintage, very, very damn good, you know. Kirk Cousins.
Oblivion, what up?
He said 28 guys, people in here, show some love. Yeah, man, hit the like video.
Like the video. Absolutely. If you in the chat, just like the video. I'm going to tell you, I don't even know how to like the video. I don't see no option for it on my screen. But if you in the chat, just do it right now. Sour Pickle, I worded that last one wrong. Not necessarily up a draft, but like somebody like, I don't know what that is. I don't want to say that. Daniels, Knicks. I've been watching a good bit of
Michael Penix. He's a quarterback for Washington. Yeah. I know what you mean. I like Penix too, man. The injuries with him worries me a little bit because he's had the ACL, I believe, once at least. But I like him too. I never thought I'd say Bo Nix, but he looks like a different quarterback at Oregon than he did at Auburn. And like I said, I like Daniels a lot. From just what I've seen from him, but man, I don't know. It's I unless it's just a top guy, it's a tough one, man. I hope we're not having that conversation. I hope, but you know, mm-hmm. Falcons fans, you probably will be, but we gotta hope that Dez turns it around. Let's see. Aaron said it has been a minute, guys. I've just been busy with schoolwork. Hey, it's all good. I've been going to the gym. Hey, I love it, man. I love it. Get in the gym. I try to see you.
Get it, man. Anyway.
Love it, dude. Love it.
Some of bodies are built in the winter, buddy.
Oh, God. Carried his
is it wood side? Yeah. I wouldn't mind seeing it, but I would go with Ritter, though. But I wouldn't mind. If they was trying to see what he was, I wouldn't mind. But I'd rather have Ritter.
If Ritter absolutely shits the bed, then sure. Why not at that point? I don't even care at that point. But, you know, again, God, please don't let that happen. Going into Thanksgiving next week, Mike's actually going to be hanging at my house on Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be chilling together, having food, watching football, and we'll probably do something. I don't know what yet. We'll probably do something
from here.
Yeah, I don't know if we'll do something live, but we're going to put together something while he's here. And Darren said, let's put all three QBs in one game again.
But, hey, it's not. Let's see.
My God. Can you imagine? But anyway, man, did you want to do in and out or underrated, overrated, or I've been wondering, or any of those things before we get out of here?
Let's do underrated, overrated, I guess. Overrated. Pumpkin pie is a must. I'm not trying to. I like anything.
It absolutely is, buddy.
I like
those will be pumpkin. Here. Hey, Mike, she actually, Amanda bought an extra thing of sweet potatoes she's going to make you your own. Your own that you can take home with you, dude.
Yeah. Hey, dog, I'm going to get diabetes. I'm going to have 1 foot the next time you see me. I absolutely love it. I appreciate it. I cannot wait for that. Dog, I've been thinking about that like every day, so I cannot wait. I started off. I will start it off with underrated. I think I may have said this one time before, but
fucking Berto.
But Berto said pumpkin pie is underrated. I think that what's his name?
Hey, chat, y'all put anything in the chat y'all want to put underrated, overrated, in or out. If you can ask if we're in or out on something or
Yeah.
Whatever you want.
Come on.
Just like let it fly.
Play the game, y'all, because it's a bye week. So anything y'all want to do, throw it in the chat. But I'm going to say, and we just going to keep it going at the end of the show. So let's do this. I would say underrated. I think I said this before, but Nate Burleson is just the best dressed man on TV. I mean, Nate Burleson is the coolest. I mean, hey, dog, like from the glasses to the suit, he don't miss. Dog. Every time I see Nate, and it don't look corny. So it don't look like a church suit. Like, it seems like the rest of them, like Phil Simms look like a church suit. Nate Burleson look like, oh man, Nate just always looked the coolest. Best dressed man on TV, Nate Burleson, underrated.
I'm gonna go overrated, man. And you already know this because I texted you to you because I was pissed off. So I went to Chipotle the other day and we got the large queso and chips. Look, man, we got a bag that was like this big. I mean, it was huge. The chips were about right here. And that was a large. And I was like, this was $9? Nine damn dollars?
Rip off.
For some, like, a quarter of the bag full of, like, and then we had the, like, thing of queso that wasn't even, like, really hot or, like, it was almost, yeah, that pissed me off because I was looking forward to that, man. Overrated. Chipotle's freaking queso.
I got one.
Yeah, dude, it's that rant again. Damn it, piss me off.
Some of the chat will know what I'm talking about, but underrated is Tony Baker voiceovers for animals. Like that is some of the I could watch it for hours. Tony Baker does voiceovers for dogs and cats and ducks and chickens and all that, and it's just he never missed. Like, and I know that sounds silly and ridiculous. It is, but it is hilarious. He never missed underrated Tony Baker animal voiceovers. Yeah, the yams and marshmallow dish. That should have a name. I always think it should be called something, and I can't think of it. Does that not have a name?
Just sweet potato casserole, I guess you could.
Sweet potato casserole. Okay.
Yeah. 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 That's, yeah. But speaking of dogs and whatnot, by the way, folks, we, if y'all been watching a while, y'all know we lost our pup, or not pup, but our dog of 11 and a half years, not that long ago. But we have a puppy lined up, man. We're going to have a puppy in the house day after Christmas, as long as everything goes right. We got to travel to get him. We got to go to Louisville, Kentucky to pick him up, but that's when he'll be ready to come home. So can't wait, man. We'll have, I don't know what the name's going to be yet, but we'll figure it out. So
So I told John, I said, Biscuit was only born 2 years ago, so they're going to grow up together. It's going to be Bijan and Algier.
That's right.
Bijan and Algier, man. Sal Pickle said, I'm going to go out on a limb and say green bean casserole is underrated. Never heard that one. I make a mean smoked green bean. It sounds like you Lil Wayne. He sounds like Slim Shady. I make a mean smoked green bean casserole with bacon added and all. That does pop. Hey, that actually sounds good.
Look, dude, my family's from southwestern, like, corner of Virginia where there's nothing but coal mining and farming. And so, like, any type of soul food, that's what I grew up on.
Yeah.
And so I could eat that all damn day, man. Like, I used to eat plates of green beans, man. That was nonstop. Yeah.
Bro, I got a good one.
My kid, man. Unless there's fat, I don't want it.
Let's see. Wow. Yeah. I got a great one. Man, underrated. I want to tell y'all something. I mean this. Because of the job I do, I drive around in the country part of Georgia a lot, right? I've done this for years. About 3 or 4 times my car has shit to bed when I was in. And I mean in the country part. Yeah, it's even happening in Alabama, like in the where all you see is woods around you and you on a dirt road, like your phone don't have signal, like you are in a bad space, right? I've been completely at the mercy of the local, whoever was the closest to me, right? And I mean it's like 3 or 4 times, like I mean this, man, nothing helps the way you view a person that don't have your skin color man, like when they help you in need. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying I was expecting them to treat me bad or not, but completely at their mercy in the back of the woods. My car just ran out of gas. And I had to knock on his door. And I said, man, I got dreads, tattoos. Man, this dude gonna answer this phone. He gonna think I'm trying to kill him. And this old white man answered the door. And I said, bro, just explain the situation. He was like, oh, yeah, I got some gas right here. Gave me a whole, like, damn near a whole fill up of gas. And I said, man, like, I'm going to take the tank and I'm going to go get gas and bring you back. So your gas is full again. He was like, oh, no, don't worry about it, man. Just go do what you. And I was thinking, like, dog, I don't know why. I think the news and stuff kind of always make you think that that's going to go bad for you if you at the mercy of a group of people that don't have your skin color. It kind of always be in the back of your mind, like, this might go bad. And when it go good, you look at them different. And I'm not saying I was racist or nothing before, but it always helped. You always driving off like, damn. bro, that was kind of cool. Like, he didn't have to do that. He could have just looked out the window and said, hell no, and just locked the door, you know, and for him to help me like that. And one time I had backed my car up on top of a tree stump in the middle of the woods of Alabama, like in the forest. Dog, two white men came and made a ramp and shimmied the ramp like up under my back wheels, like balanced the car so it could roll off and I could go ahead about my business. It took them like 2 hours. I didn't help. I didn't know how to help. I looked like a girl. I was just sitting on the side watching. But I was so amazed at that, dog. That was so, and it was raining. It was pouring raining and they was out there with me. And that's really underrated, man. When you kind of always get an ill feeling like, man, this might go not my way because of the situation. And when it go your way, it just make you look at the world like better, you know? So it was kind of cool.
Yeah, man. I mean, when I used to work down in downtown, you know what I mean? And we've thought about this, you know, like I've never cared. Nothing bothered me, but like, you know, I never had a bad experience. Not once. Mm-hmm. I mean, I got some funny looks, you know, from time to time in certain neighborhoods and certain areas, like, you know, what are you doing here? You know, but never did I feel like threatened or anything like that, dude. Like, I mean, that's one of when people talk to me about like being in Atlanta or whatever, you know, they have their perceived perception because what you said, the news, you're always seeing bad stuff constantly, you know, it's just, that's not how it really is. You know, it's sad that that's what they see, but I had to bring this back up here, man.
And I'm gonna really tell you,
though, in the chat. That's me.
Yeah. Hey, I'm gonna tell you, like, I always come to George's defense when people if you didn't live here by the news and from Dateline, you would really think like most of the people here are racist.
Yep.
Like we really be divided. And I'd be like, this is the greatest state in the world to me because it's gay people here, it's transgender here, it's like it'd be grown up still in the club here. It's all like it's white people get along with black people. It's like if you see the soccer game, when it's all type of people in that soccer game. So that's what George is good, and we all get along. We get along famously. So when they try to meet, and we even get along with the police here for the most part. So when they try to put that stuff on the news and try them, like, man, we all get along. Like we get along here famously, and I'd be like, dog, y'all don't know how many times I've been caught out of bounds like that. And they helped me out. Like, so I'd be like, man, I love Georgia with all my heart, man. I would do the same for them. So it just be feeling good, man. I would never let nobody tell me I know what it used to be. I'm not taking away from that or trying to disrespect nobody's experience. But I know what it is now, too. But I also know what it is now.
Both of us still know that. I mean, obviously, racist assholes still exist. That's not, unfortunately, they haven't all gone away yet. They're still out there.
It's the dopest day ever. We all be here together. We all be having a good time. I love Georgia with all my heart. Millie Mills said, ever since 2015, Black Friday been overrated. Ain't no damn sales. Hey, there you go. But I will tell y'all this. The Falcon Fanatics got a 70% off sale right now. So you might
pretty good. Do you Black Friday shopping?
No.
Yeah, I don't
man, I'm gonna be honest, man. I don't if I spend money, it's on strippers. Like I don't spend because I have everything I want. I don't want. I have everything I want. Like I probably get a new Falcons hat or sweatshirt. There's nothing that I want that I don't have. I spend money on experience. I go to the beach. Mm-hmm. I go to the strip club. I'll go to Dave and Buster's. But for me buying things, I don't buy nothing, buddy.
Yeah. I mean, Amanda and her mom have like this tradition. They'll go, you know, like they'll get up early and they'll go, you know, out. Mm-hmm. And then, ever, you know, since Liam has been around this, like he and I, of course, we just sleep in. We don't go. We sleep in, we get up, we go to Waffle House or wherever, you know, hang out, play some video games. You know what I mean? Like we don't, but I will do like Cyber Monday all day long. Like I'll go get those mm-hmm. sales all day long.
That's it. And you should, I want to say this in regard to what Aaron said. He said, underrated jumper cables in your car. He said, I actually helped someone about a week ago with that. I'm going to tell you what I got in my car. It's the coolest thing ever. Is I think it was like $40 where you can jump your own car. It's a little thing. You know what I'm saying? Where it's a little box.
Battery powered thing,
And it come with, so you never have to wait on somebody and do that. You just hook them up and hit a button and start your car. So you don't have to wait on nobody for an hour or mm-hmm. try to have a creep pull over. Kerry said pumpkin pie is fire. It really is. Had a Thanksgiving mm-hmm. party at work today and my boss brought pumpkin pie cheesecake. Ooh, that sounds good. Pumpkin pie cheesecake. Sour pickle, I think a sweet name for dog is taco. Yeah, that is a good name.
That'd be funny, man. What's going on? Back it up, Benj, man.
Back it up.
All right, man. I'm gonna come.
Hold on, I just want to throw one more. Man, underrated. Why is LeBron James still playing, man? LeBron James is something else. To take care of your body. And I don't know if y'all saw footage of Terrell Owens racing Tyreek Hill. Terrell Owens is not real. I don't know what is up with Terrell Owens. Terrell Owens is not real. He like 41. He still can keep up. But LeBron James and Terrell Owens have kept themselves in phenomenal shape. I don't even understand it. I don't even know what they doing. Terrell Owens is a freak of nature. He probably could play for somebody today and do something. And LeBron James is to be at the top of your game or to still be very good at your age. It's never been nobody that good for that long. I won't get to saying who better, but it's never been nobody that was that good for that long. LeBron James is how can you do that? I don't he's not visibly falling off where you could look and be like, oh yeah, he is. Like, he's still LeBron James. I'm like, how?
I know, dude. I know. That's and I mean, I think this will be his last year because you know, he said that, you know, once but he also wants to I think he wanted to play with Bronny too.
Yeah, he wants to play with his son.
I don't know, man. It's like
So John, if he retired this year, he played for how many years?
Dude, I don't even know. Is he 38? Is he 38 this year? 39?
I don't know,
dude. I have to look him up. I don't know.
Because suppose he's been in the league for 20, if he been at the top of your game for 20 years.
Because he came in at, what, 18, right?
He ain't had no slump like LeBron been. That's unreal, man.
Yeah, he's 38. Yeah, 38. So.
Because even Jordan had the time with the Wizards where it was, you know.
Not good, yeah.
Yeah, but LeBron never took that dip.
That's right.
My man Michael Ward, I got the Bengals taking it, at least I hope so.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Hope so, too. I'm going to switch up a little bit, and we'll get out of here after this one. We'll just kind of combine games because they don't really matter. Mike, well, I think it's a question you've asked people before, but I'm going to ask you, buddy. What song or artist in your playlist would surprise the shit out of people that you got?
I love John Lennon. I got a lot of John Lennon songs.
And love it.
John Lennon is one of my heroes. I love John Lennon. Yeah.
That's
What I get a kick out of, I think that I think I weird a lot of people out because they put me in a box for one reason or another. And then when I do something that is out the box, they look at me like I'm an alien. And it's the funniest thing. I love it. But yeah, John Lennon.
I love it. John Lennon. I love it, man.
So, how about you? Who you think will glory?
I don't know, man. Depends on what y'all think about me already, I guess. But first off, Aaron's underrated Jalen Johnson. Yes, dude. Love Jalen. Atlanta Hawks forward, by the way, Mike. But yeah, he's gonna be something else. He spent a year last year at the College Park Skyhawks, but he's gonna be something else. So I got so much stuff and spot in my, like, you know what I mean? I think I told you before, I got so many different things. I'm trying to think what would surprise somebody. I mean, maybe some old Timberlake, maybe. You know, maybe you don't see me. Some eight, like 80s, like mid 80s kind of popish Phil Collins, like you ever heard Fine Young Cannibals? You know, She Drives Me Crazy, that song, like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know why, but I guess it's because
is hilarious.
You know, because I have like an 80s playlist, you know, just for those songs. Because I don't know why, but like it stuck with me, man. Like going to like driving to school with my mom, like she always have like Star 94, 98.5.
Yeah, I got
that's the only shit you heard. You know what I mean? Like it was on there. So that all like would stick with me, man. So yeah, but trying to think what else. I don't really like old country. Like I don't mean like old country, but like there's a few artists else, like old Garth Brooks, like in the 90s, I like, you know, but like today I don't listen to, there's zero country in my list. It's pretty much all metal, reggae, reggae rap, reggae rock, even into, I mean hip hop, 90s R&B. I got a whole list of 90s R&B, man, in my Spotify. So I'm all over the place, dude. I'm all over the place. It depends on what mood I'm in, you know what I mean? Like am I using it to work out with or whatever? I mean, you know, all that stuff. Shit, dude.
Liam,
is that you? You might be listening to Taylor Swift
in there.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I'm with you, Gary. I got them all over the place. And dude, Amanda has no, like Amanda has like, she listens to classical music when she's working. She listens to like, she's hers has no idea to like to have her on. Elton John. Hey, that's Elton a great John. One. That's a great
my
one.
My father loves
Eagles, love it. Pink Floyd. Yeah, man. That's another good one too.
So I'm gonna tell y'all what y'all gotta do. Y'all gotta take my word on this. I did this with a few people on TikTok and I did it with Kerry too. Like I just like, so you hit the person up and just be like, give me like five songs that's on your screen thing right now that you playing right now. Mm-hmm. And they send you just five songs, the first five songs that come up, and then you send them five songs.
I love it.
Because you and a lot of people won't have the same taste in music. So you might not like four of the five, but you're gonna like one of the songs. And you gotta think, if that go per person, you getting a brand new song per person. So that's kind of dope. I've done that with some. I just hit a stranger and be like, man, hey man, send me three songs. And they'll send me three songs, and like two of them be trash, but the one of them be like, damn, who is this? Like, you know what I'm saying? And then you got a new song that you never would have heard, and they probably do y'all the same. It's kind of dope.
Do that.
It's kind of fun. So y'all got
we gotta do that. This is hilarious.
Liam said Gangsta's first, but rest in peace, Coolio, man.
Right.
Classic song. And LV best. Key Glock. That's my man. Glizza. Yeah, that's my man. I'm a metal and grunge junkie, but I will throw down the 2K. Dog, I'm gonna tell y'all the funniest awesome. Thing that I do in regards to music. Too legit to quit. Dog, I don't know why. And I know this gonna sound weird. Young, the Beyonce song, Drunk in Love. And I love that. So to me, that's one of her best, that's her best song. And when I'm in the car, it's in my playlist. Young, I've got caught like 6-7 times in full Beyonce in the car. Always felt like, I hope nobody was recording that. That song beat so hard when the beat start dropping and she get to going, like you can't help but get into it. And I done looked to the left or the right like 6-7 times and had a grown man just staring at me like, you should be ashamed of yourself. And I'd be ashamed of myself, but the song is that good, man.
That's fucking hilarious, dude. I think we'll close it after this. I think when we first met, I think you were I don't know what you thought, but when we got in the car, remember I I legit had Tupac on.
I never forget it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so you were kind of like, I don't know if you were taken back. You're just kind of like, oh shit. All right, cool. You know? Yeah. And then we both start like rapping like every lyric to the song.
Yeah.
You were like, what the fuck?
But listen, here's why I was taken aback, because it's a song. Like, you would have to know the album to know that song. Right. You feel me? It wasn't a video for that song. So that's what I was like, oh shit, Johnny East. And then we went and got some fried chicken.
And we did. Absolutely.
That was my
favorite. That's a great one too, man. Albert. Yeah. Those are great ones.
I'm gonna tell you, and I love James Brown with a passion. I love that.
Dude, my all-time favorite song, and it doesn't matter anything, is our Unchained Melody by Righteous Brothers.
Oh yeah,
you heard it?
Yeah.
Dude,
it doesn't matter who sang that song. It's been a lot of covers amazing. That song, but that's dope. Yeah.
Like, and there's one. I've only heard one or two covers that would even remotely does it justice. Mm-hmm. But I have to send you one of them because the guy's amazing. But yeah, that's one of my just favorite all time songs, man. But all right, man. I think that's good. Hour and a half for a bye week, don't you?
Yeah, man. It was good hanging with y'all for a bye week. Hey, I want to end it like this, man. Again, it's a bye week. Really no Falcon news to talk about. So I always really appreciate y'all for coming during times like this. And in the summertime when the fan base was growing, I have no idea how that was happening. And for
hard-hitting action.
Hard-earned money. Huh?
It's rather hard-hitting shit that we just...
Right. And for spending your hard-earned money on our merchandise. Another good one. But it really light me up when I see some of y'all with our shirts on and they are high quality stuff too. I wouldn't sell y'all no cheap shit. That if anybody tell you they are nice quality stuff, but they aren't cheap. I will say that, and because the product isn't cheap. But so I always appreciate them. Like y'all, and I know I seen some of y'all with two hoodies and two shirts, different colors. So yeah, I greatly appreciate that, and the fact that y'all come to the chat. And I get the biggest dude on TikTok told me he played us while he at work, the work day. And so many people told us that, like, I get the biggest kick out of knowing that I help you get through your work day. That's hilarious to me. I don't know why that's so funny to me, like, that you listening to me while you at work. Like, dog, that is a bad idea, but that's hilarious. But like I said, I always appreciate y'all for playing stuff back, for liking it, and for coming even in the summer and even in the when it's a bye week or when we lose, and for buying the merchandise, for really supporting us, man, because y'all really be hanging in there, win, lose, or draw, man. And I greatly appreciate it. We greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, 100%. Like I said earlier in the show, man, for y'all to hang out with us when it's just not going really well or during the off season, man, we much appreciate it. And Berto said, anybody say Sir Mix-a-Lot? But anyway, man, like I said, man, if y'all are here, oh dude, look at this, Taylor Soul.
God, you went way back.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, Jordan, what's up, great man? Have a great one. Yeah, man, we appreciate you, dude. Have a great night, man.
Have a great weekend, y'all.
Yeah, so man, y'all come back with us. We'll be back on Monday night at 7. Like I said, 7 or 8 depends on if or not we have a guest. But I'll post that out there. And like again, I'll have the All-22 out later tonight or first thing in the morning, so you can look for that as well. And y'all can comment on that. Let me know what you think. Like I said, if you're here tonight, man, I didn't say it at the beginning of the show, but we are here in the Clutch Studios on Variety Sports Network. You guys have to make sure you check out Variety Sports, man. They've got college football, NBA. College basketball, college baseball, you name it, they got it. A lot of great shows on this fall, so make sure you check them out. Drop a sub. And of course, if you use the code VarietySportsInTheClutch.com, man, they have some cool stuff. You'll get a discount there. Like I said, we're back on Monday.
John, you have memorized that shit, buddy. You nailed it, buddy. Goodness gracious.
Excellent, I ain't got a buddy. Sheet in front of me or nothing.
I know. I just did. Damn, professional, buddy. I love it.
You got to get, I mean, you know, you just like we want our coach to progress, man. I have to progress as a host.
You got to show progression. You hold yourself accountable, buddy.
I got to show progression. We got to keep people coming. We got to get new people in.
I love it.
We have to keep the old hats coming back to us, you know? So like all that stuff, we have to have that going on. But anyway,
speaking of that, hold on, John, real quick. I did want to say on a serious note, I was serious about what I said earlier. Sometimes it gives you new energy to get new gear from your team. So I just encourage you, like, go on Fanatics or that. While we losing right now, and because it's Black Friday, Thanksgiving, it is stuff that's really half off. It really is good deals. So you might just want to go spend like $70 on yourself. Just get a hoodie. Just get something new, just because you, because a lot of us, it gets stagnant when you wear that old. It'll make you believe in your team if you get the right sweatshirt.
Dude, I got a hoodie
it'll
last
just
week.
Make you feel different. So I encourage you to just go on the website and see if you like some. A lot of those deals, I was on it earlier. A lot of that stuff is slashed in half already. So go get something stuff. Go get a hat or something for your team, man. It'll make you feel better.
That's hilarious, Double H.
Now, John, we're ready on memorize the place. Hilarious. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I got the hoodie last week for like $37. And it was regularly like $70. I'm like,
yeah, when we y'all got it. I was on it today. It's like a lot of stuff has got red numbers on it, slashed in half or slashed in. Go get something, go spend $60, go light your life up, get some Falcon stuff.
That's right. And just I just put the it,
man, that stuff be overpriced. And that's no offense, I hope we don't get canceled, but that stuff be, man, a hoodie be like $120. Oh, so y'all dude, gotta get it when, if y'all want stuff, y'all gotta get it like now, like when it's when they do this, trust me.
Yep. And I just threw the thing on there for our merch. If y'all do want it, it's bonfire.com/out of your Falcon mind. Yeah, man. Find hoodies, find t-shirts. We've got the Alzheimer's purple shirt and hoodie on there. So if you buy that, portion of the proceeds goes to the Alzheimer's research. And we just got everything else too, man. So we've got, that's a nice hoodie you got going on there, buddy. The red does pop. Yeah, I agree.
I got a mean one on the way.
That you got from Fanatics?
Yeah, I got a mean. No, hey, John. Who's the lady? I don't want to butcher this lady's name because she's important in our community. Her name, Tori something.
Tori McElhaney? Yeah.
McElhaney, okay. I seen this lady with something on when she was doing the interview, and I said, oh, I don't care if that's $350, I'm getting it. And then I went, and it was damn near, and I got off the website immediately. But then I got an email saying they were slashing, and they slashed it, so I got it.
Atta boy. Nice.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see it then, man.
So I'm just telling y'all, like, y'all got to, and I ain't bought anything new all year. Like, I'll buy, like me and John stuff, like a t-shirt or a hoodie from, but I haven't bought any Falcon stuff. So this is my first. I got a hat and it'll make you feel better, man. Trust me, about everything you're going through.
That's right. Yeah, damn it. I mean, you see, y'all keep showing up, show up on the next Sunday and keep supporting the team, man. Like I said, when they're down like this, man, that's when they need you the most, man. They want to know the fans still supporting them, still behind them, because they're still doing the best they can, man. Whether it's not getting the results that we want, but, you know, I mean, that's part of being a fan. It's ups and downs, buddy. We just hope we got to get through the downs and get to the ups. But appreciate you guys, as always, man. Like I said, check us out Monday. Check out the All 22. Hit the like on the All 22. Hit the like on this video. Hit the subscription button. All that good stuff, man. Keep us growing. So we'll keep on bringing y'all content. Y'all have a great rest of your night and a great weekend. A nice stress-free weekend. Watch some college football, man. Do some stuff around the house. Watch some NFL games. Do some stuff you've been wanting to do for a while. Go shopping, whatever you want to do, man. Get ready for the Thanksgiving week. And we'll have our Thanksgiving, official Thanksgiving special, whatever you want to call it, will be on Monday. We'll have some different new stuff with either our guest or just us to do. So y'all be prepared for that. And hopefully we meet, or hopefully we'll see y'all in the chat then. And
Bruno, that's hilarious.
All right, man. Well, we will catch y'all, man, next week, man. Much love, Mike.
Out of your Falcon mind. Peace.